Conrad Lavender. I operate a small sales service organization called Southern Agribusiness Services, and I do programs for the Certified Crop Advisor program, and I do it in throughout the Mid-South and Southeast states.
And here we are this week. We're down here in Sebring, Florida, with a good group of crop advisors, citrus, vegetable people mainly, it looks like, and pretty good class. You know, these are two-day events, and what do the CCA folks get out of these classes?
Well, once they become a certified crop advisor, one of their requirements is to maintain their certification by attending continuing education seminars and programs like I'm doing here in Sebring. They are required to get 40 classroom hours every 2 years, and this particular program will offer them 20 of the 40 required. So mainly they're here to keep themselves updated on the many facets of agriculture, and I'm here providing a service to these guys.
I've sat in a good part of the program here on day one, and it's not necessarily an easy class. It starts early in the morning, runs all day, short lunch period, back to classrooms.
That's correct. And looking at a program that I want to do in a particular area, I size up the different crops that needs to be covered, the different issues in agriculture that needs to be covered, and then I try to find the best speaker to cover these subject areas and to keep the crop advisors most updated and current on most all issues of agriculture.
Now, how often do you have these classes here in Florida?
I generally do a meeting once a year here in Florida as far as a continuing education type meeting. I do some training for the CCA program, preparatory training for those that want to perhaps become a certified crop advisor. I do those type of trainings as well. I do it in Ocala or Lakeland or Gainesville, just depending on the interest and the response of people from Florida that may be interested in attending.
Did I miss anything you'd like to add for the CCA crowd in the field that tunes us in, or the farmers in the field that tunes us in every day?
No, I just think you've got a great thing going, Gary, you and your wife. The whole Southeast Ag Network program is an outstanding media source for current information in the agriculture arena. So thank you very much for the job that your company serves the farmers of this state, Southeast, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida.